Welcome to House Seats Presents. Woohoo!
Yo!
Oh, look, now we hear clapping. I'm so excited the audience decided to show up because Becca and I were a little nervous prior to the show. I'm like, there's nobody there. I was telling her, I was like, oh, we have a whole bunch of people. I'm like, where is everyone? They're here. There's Keely. There's Jason. Oh, there's Eiler. Woo!
Yeah, yeah.
And Andy hiding in the back. We have Becca Cody today. Woohoo! From Rock of Ages.
Yes.
And multiple places. Hi.
True. Hi.
We have been trying to get this one on the show because she's. And I can tell already we're going to have way too much fun. Because we already popped our bottle of champagne Cheers. Before the show even started. Cheers to you. Absolutely. Because clearly we didn't have enough champagne last night. So I'm still wearing the jacket from last night.
And I'm breaking my cardinal rule of not having booze the day of the show. Yeah.
Well, but you ditched your Starbucks for champagne. Thank you.
I had my upper and now I'm having my down.
Well, this is a good one. This is brought to you by DW Bistro.
What?
Plug for the all-day mimosas at brunch.
Sorry. Best brunch ever, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. And I, you know, my fiance and I, we try to get into new places and we can't do it. We're just like, this is the best.
You text me last week. We were out of town and you text me that you were going to be in there last Sunday. So you went.
Yep, we went.
I'm so bummed I missed you.
He's boring. He gets the chicken and waffles every single time.
That's
but
not
I usually,
boring. What do you,
no, I know,
what do you
but
eat?
I get the special. I got the eggs Benedict that had the jerk fried chicken over the cornbread thing. Oh my God. So good.
That's delicious. Low calorie. Low calorie DW.
Totally.
I hear they have these pins now that they can laser and find out how many calories are in something.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Don't invent this shit. Nobody wants that. Because I think none of our food is low cal.
It's like putting a breathalyzer on your keychain. Like nobody wants to know.
Nobody really wants to know.
We don't want to know.
This moment is brought to you by Uber. We Ubered everywhere yesterday, by the way. So, my dear Becca, we always at the top of the show do like a weekend roundup.
Mm.
And so we kind of talk about what we did over the weekend. So I'm wearing this jacket still because I'm sort of still not awake from last night. We went to the Billboard Music Awards last night. It was so much fun.
I'm jealous.
Oh my God. So I will give you a little recap of the very first Billboard Music Awards I remember. Because of course they used to be, I think they've moved them progressively later, but they used to be in December or January. They did them here in Vegas. Because the first time I remember I worked on them and I was a Greg Brady. So they did this whole spoof on Eminem, who's the real Greg Brady? Yeah, oh, Scott remembers this.
Won't the real Greg Brady please stand up?
That's what we had to do. So we stormed the stage with these awful wigs and these, really tight shirts and pants and stuff. I'm sure there's a photo lingering around on the internet. And we did this. And so I remember Billboard Music Awards and the production quality of the show wasn't always so awesome. Yeah. Sorry, producers. But over the years, they've tended to get better. And Jason, my partner on the audience, he keeps me young. And keeps me entertained with artists I probably would never have gone to see.
Yeah.
And so we went because Britney Spears was getting a Lifetime Achievement Award. At 30
Impressive
something.
Impressive for a 30 something. Yeah.
I know. But 140 albums, 140 million albums.
I think it's an achievement that she's still around.
Yes.
We can say that.
And you know what? She put on a hell of a show. She opened the show.
Yeah.
So you can see her carried away by the
bands. I went to a show at PH. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
She was great. And obviously we didn't expect her to be singing, so that was good. At least I knew that.
And
going
last
into
night
it.
She did not disappoint.
Yeah. But she looks fierce and her energy was she was great.
Oh, you can hear a lot in there. Dang, I hear all kinds of, is that booing in the ear? I can't tell that. You know what? But she killed it. She did Toxic. And I will tell you, probably with the advent of the new T-Mobile Arena, which is quite awesome.
Amazing. Yeah. I saw Guns N' Roses.
Oh, you went to... Oh, nice.
Yeah.
She is an 80s chick. I read a lot about you. Love 80s music.
Oh, my gosh.
There's no more.
Well, I wouldn't have missed Axl Rose sitting on a throne.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
I heard.
And it was the same... it was from somebody else who had broken their foot, too.
Yeah.
Like, they had used... Foo Fighters, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so they had already had it, and he...
Right.
I have a picture on my phone somewhere, but
oh my gosh.
They
built his throne.
They built a throne for Axl. It was amazing.
But the show was awesome, I'm sure.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean,
his voice is
Roses.
Insane.
Yeah.
I can't even, I have to work hard to maintain my voice at 29.
Yeah,
I can't imagine.
You're 29?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love you. Scott just reminded us he has underwear that old. Listen. You get a lifetime achievement just for being here. Here's a lifetime achievements at a young age.
Cheers. Becca. Mm-hmm.
She has an umlaut in her name.
I do.
Okay, so did I say that wrong? Umlaut or
Umlaut.
Umlaut. Koti.
Koti is what they decided to start saying the when they moved over name. To Minnesota. Right, but right. In Norway, it's technically Kuta.
Kuta. Kuta. Kuta.
Like Kuta.
Kuta. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Lululu. Oh, and now we have Demi Lovato. Now this was cool for the stage presence, and I know you have this DVR at home. You haven't. We're not going to give you all the spoilers.
You
but,
can if you want. It's okay.
Well, I had to learn who some of these people were because you know they I know the songs. I've heard the songs. You know, you have the Tove Lo and Nick Jonas song "Closer,"
Wait, what? She does a new one?
No, she does the. We're gonna sing this. I'm not even gonna attempt this. But they start out, her and Nick Jonas start out really close in this video, like about as close as we are, and just sort of move back and remove items of clothing.
Oh, which that sounds super artistic.
I think Becca did warn us that her boob might come out of her shirt today. So.
I know, it is a little bit of a...
There's a lot of clapping going on in the audience. You can tell there's a lot of straight men in the house. I know. Sorry.
Who doesn't love tasteful side boobs?
Who doesn't love boobies?
Boob.
Side boobies. Oh, and there's Scott. Uh-huh. I apologize in advance for that. A vote. Mm-hmm. And then they turned the stage after Nick Jonas and am I saying her name right? Tove Lo?
Tove Lo.
Tove Lo.
I think so.
So Demi Lovato on the other side of that. And she was doing one of her hits. Oh. You can clearly, though, I know the song. But there was so much pyrotechnics in the show yesterday. A lot. They obviously evidently used T-Mobile Arena to the fullest. I mean, Britney had pyro. Ariana Grande had pyro.
Was it in like a distracting way?
No, in a really awesome
way. In a cool way.
Yeah, really cool. Good. I was almost fearing for their hair. You know, because a lot of times you see video malfunctions.
If it's weave, you know, you never know if that's.
And there you go.
You get that synthetic stuff out there. You don't know what's
going to
happen.
You're going to fly right out of there. Whoops. And then, you know who brought the house down? Besides, there's two people I thought really deserved. Medals from the show yesterday. One was Rihanna for actually singing.
I heard. Among other people.
Rihanna here. I don't even know the song, but I know I'm looking out over here. Everybody knows the song? All right, anyway. Rihanna. We should do a set
list. That's not
Rihanna.
A man's world, is it? Is that what she was singing? It sounded like it.
Is that what
it is? A
little
bluesy. I don't know.
She sang her heart out. And one of my friends actually texted me that it was like channeling Whitney Houston at the show.
That.
She actually belted out. And it wasn't, she didn't have the hugest production quality. It was all about the quality of the voice. And she really killed it.
But I wish that people would do more of that because, and especially with like, a lot of people got into the industry originally because they could sing.
Right.
So, you know, if you could do it in the first place, why not continue to do that?
Right.
I don't know.
The real
and we know that
how to
Rihanna
do that.
Can put on a show.
Yeah.
So like, why not?
Why not just put yourself out there voice wise?
Exactly.
And then the other, of course, so you can cue that up, Scott, is Celine Dion.
Oh.
I mean, we'll just pause. First off, everyone in the audience was silent almost the whole performance that she gave. Because she did, and her dress was, I'm getting chills right now.
Ugh.
So she did the show, Must Go On, which you can hear a pin drop in the room. And she performed that with Lindsey Stirling alongside playing violin. Yeah, you can see right here, so the screen behind you is all masked and then it comes in. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
show quality
badass.
For her, awesome.
Yes.
And she, I let it go right back to Demi Lovato as our place marker. she brought the house down, and then her son came out and gave her the award. She got an icon award and her son actually brought it out to her.
Oh, that's
so she
sweet.
Broke down, and but everybody in the audience was just so supportive, and it was a beautiful thing to see her on stage. And you know what? I think, honestly, I've seen her show a number of times, and I think it's probably making her voice stronger because she's singing for him. She dedicated the award to him, obviously, at the end of thanking everyone. And I'm sure she's pulling that energy with her every night.
You don't have to fake anything.
No.
And how can you get nervous? This is how I feel. Like, how can you really get nervous when you're confident in the story that you're telling?
Yeah.
You know? Because then you don't have to pull it. You're like, oh, am I going to have the like energy? Like, no, you never worry about any of that. It just comes from the heart.
From
I don't know.
And now she's going to pull that from that place every night.
From
well, he was there every night watching the show. The few times I saw the show, they always put us in these seats right behind the sound booth, and he always stood right there during the entire show to watch.
Mm.
So he was quite an interesting man, but yeah, she kudos to you for that, Celine. That show was amazing. And then of course the finale. There's a lot of talk on the
Madonna.
Social media about Madonna's first of all, I love the song. Obviously, Prince wrote the song.
This spins heaven high.
They skipped Becca. They didn't call Becca for that
they
number.
They didn't call me.
Well, they couldn't find Sinead. Because I think she was lost. I think she was like a missing person for a while. That was on the Twitter feed last week.
Oh, no.
But so they found Madonna. And and please don't sing a Prince song. Please sing a Prince-written song, which I thought that was actually pretty tasteful.
Yeah.
I mean, they did Purple Rain at the end with Stevie Wonder. He came out, and the whole audience sang along so they could mask Madonna's not being able to sing. Ouch. I'm never going to have her as a guest on my show. Sorry, Wayne. But she actually, the song was beautiful, and I think it really paid homage to him in a way that, you know, no one really could. She came out in a purple outfit. It was a purple chair. The musicians were fabulous. But it was a nice audience bring together moment because everybody will remember where they were when Prince died, and everybody, I think one of the things that is interesting about shows, especially award shows, you know, when they have the ability to put on, like they did for David Bowie in front of you, they can really bring an audience together because we all knew where we were in that song. We can feel the energy together. You know, had the wristbands, everything was lit up in purple. So, and you know, 20,000, you know, fans out there with the purple light. It is very moving, no matter who's singing it. So
we lost a lot of people this year.
Yeah. Yeah, there was too many. And, you know, this is obviously the first award show, you know, prior to his passing. And so that brings us full circle to where this little one performs, because she performs in the old 3121 Prince studio or theater at Rock of Ages.
I have his old dressing room.
Wow.
I just got the chills. I'm pretty sure the carpet is the same from when it was like the upholstery.
Don't ever use a black light in there.
No, I would never.
I mean, I'm just saying there's probably a little bit of
I never lie down
on the
floor.
No. Is it shag carpet?
It's like, well, it's
purple?
Like this color. It's like the color of this table. And it's like.
Yeah, right.
We're a lot of history in that room. But it's good. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
So, it's our new digs.
Yeah. And so. You came about to the, oh, look at you.
Look at that.
Clearly, she may wardrobe malfunction here today. These are some hot pictures that we got. Wow. You know, I was this morning when I'm sending the photos, I'm seeing them, I'm like, wow, dang, Becca's a hottie. It reminds us of Dre's last night after party because it was mostly all female.
See, more non-clothing.
Yeah. You have nice shoulders.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And
thanks.
Becca is epic because these are all from your epic record.
Some of them, about half and half. This one is from a photo shoot I did for the jewelry line that I represent.
She has many facets we're going to get into here.
Yeah.
So you moved here for Rock of Ages, did you not?
In a way, yes. I will say because I was in New York. I came, and not a lot of people know this, but. The short answer is I moved here for the show.
Yeah.
But really, I came to Vegas before that because my brother-in-law passed away, like super suddenly, and he was a fighter pilot.
Okay.
Was best friends with my now fiance. So I came out here because my sister and brother-in-law were living in Vegas. The accident was in Vegas.
Yeah.
I came out to help out my sister because my little niece was 9 months old when it happened. So I came out and my sister and I essentially started co-parenting this baby together. And I contemplated going back to New York a couple different times, but then it made the decision easier once the Rock of Ages thing came along, and then I ended up staying. So I came out to help out my family, ended up meeting my fiance through my brother-in-law. Anyway, long story short. Yeah.
One of the things, I bring this up every week, one of the things we talk about is that literally there are no accidents, and it's definitely the law of attraction into play where you really put out what it is you're looking for, and the world just sort of answers you that
way. Absolutely.
And something as beautiful as that.
And it just wasn't, you know, at the time I was living in New York and waitressing and not loving my life. Yeah. And this accident happened, and I it wasn't a question for me. I was like, of course I'm going to pick up my life and come help out my sister and raise this baby. And, you know, so the next like year or so, that was what my life was devoted to. Yeah. And then, the door opened for Rock of Ages, and I was there and I was available, and I went right in. So
what was the audition process like for the producers of that show? I mean, how did the audition process go for you?
I auditioned originally, and didn't get cast.
Okay.
And that was for the whole creative team. And then a few months later, they needed a replacement, and that was how I got called in. And Kelly Devine and Kristen Hange had seen me perform, and they sort of, I think I kind of like got on their radar so that when this position became available in Rock of Ages, I was already on their mind and kind of scooted right in. Mm-hmm. And then when Carrie St. Louis moved to Broadway, because I was originally cast as an understudy.
Yep.
So I was Carrie's understudy for almost a year. Carrie moved to the Broadway production in New York. And again, Kristen and Kelly had seen me do the role because I think Carrie was on vacation or something when they happened to be there noting the show. So I was just kind of right place, right time. And they'd seen me do the role and she went to Broadway and I moved up. So, yeah.
And you can see Becca on the billboards around town. That's you.
It's Carrie.
Oh, it is. I'm going to go with you.
And she looks great.
Mm-hmm. It looks like
but
you.
They did the ad. I know. And everybody says that. Yeah. Like a friend actually texted me yesterday. She drove through town. She was like, you're on the billboard.
On the billboard.
I was like, no, I'm not. But she, they did. I remember being a little pissed at that moment too, because they did that photo shoot like 2 weeks before Carrie went to Broadway.
Oh.
So I was like, but it's okay.
Yeah.
And it looks great. And so why would they change it? Because Justin's on there still.
Yeah,
Justin's
right,
on
right.
there and okay. Carrie. And then John Hall, who was Stacey Jacks like a year or two ago.
Right.
So.
And you started at the Venetian, right? That was where we started at the Rock of Ages.
So it opened in January. I joined the cast in April.
Okay.
And so I was really close to being there when it started. And then did the show there until it closed at the Venetian this January, and then we reopened at the end of the month at the Rio.
Yeah. And it's a fun show. I mean, if you really are, you know, we took Jason, my partner, that we took his sisters to see it. And that was the first time I saw it. And, you know, Mark Chinook was there.
Yes.
He was, what's that name? What's his
Lonnie.
Character? Lonnie.
Yep.
And definitely gets the audience going. And, you know, most of the audience the entire time is either standing up, singing along, part of the whole process, because we all know even the one song that I even commented on the Facebook posting that is not my favorite song in the world, the Journey song. We all know. We could all probably sing together. Maybe we'll do it at the end.
Yeah.
We won't even mention the name of the song right now. I'm just kidding. But it is. It's actually so fun for the audience to be a part of, because it's very interactive that way.
Yeah.
And that's so fun for a Broadway show to be in that,
I know.
Vein.
I have two sisters in their 40s.
Yeah.
And that just takes them immediately back.
Right.
I mean, I was born in the 80s.
Yeah.
But they were in their like teenagers, 20-year-old, when all of that music came out. And so I can only imagine what it would be like, the equivalent of someone coming out with like a jukebox musical of 90s songs for me.
Yeah.
And which I'm sure hopefully
somebody's
doing it. And can I be in it? Thanks.
What would it be entailing of?
I don't know.
Foo Fighters music?
Like Jagged Little Pill or something.
Hey!
Actually, I heard they were going to try to make that into a musical.
That would be really nice.
And I don't know.
We tried.
Yeah. But it was in workshops or something.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think, I don't know.
Well, your sound, and Scott and I were talking about this when we were listening to your album.
Yeah.
It has that sort of sound in there. So you're obviously definitely influenced a lot by that music for your...
Someone said, for one of my, the title track, Epic, actually Justin mentioned, he was like, it's kind of like a Tori Amos feel.
Or Fiona Apple, you were saying.
Like
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
And I'm working on some new stuff now with Andy Gerold, who did this whole album with me. And he's one of the guitarists in Rock of Ages. He's awesome. He used to play with Marilyn Manson.
Mm-hmm.
So he's pretty incredible, but it's funny that like the two of us are able to collaborate, because I am not in the metal world at all, or like the hard rock stuff at all. So it's fun to work with him, and we're working on some new stuff that's a little bit more, it's got a little bit more pop, almost country feel to it.
Okay.
More pop than country, but, it's different from what this first one was.
Well, and it's so nice that there's so many great musicians in town that can.
Oh my gosh, we produced this in his house, in his studio, in his house, and people. I almost feel guilty because people spend like tens of thousands of dollars getting somebody to produce their album, and I was like, I did it for free with my friend.
Yeah.
But like, it's so cool to work with someone like him, because he has something to bring to the table that I can't, and vice versa.
Right.
And we just have that mutual respect there, which is
The knowledge of the industry. I think that's really where a lot of people don't realize the talent pool that's in Vegas and what they've done.
Yeah.
And like even when we were at Alice the other night, and the musical director for Showstoppers was in the audience, and he plays the music for Family Guy. He plays the piano.
Oh,
for,
no kidding.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, yeah. It's like there's all this amazing talent in Vegas and all the things that they do. And now to bring me to the other night, we went to Monday's Dark for the first time.
Yeah.
And you guys did New School, Old School.
Yes.
Music. And you came out and had done Alicia Keys.
Yes, I did. If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys.
And that was my first time at Monday's Dark. And I let me know the talent on stage. You had the former, I don't remember her name, but the former, she was a former American Idol. Michaela, I think that was her name.
That sounds right.
And
yeah.
then, is that right?
I had to
right?
run in at
Sorry.
The end because I...
Okay. Fear of watching.
I know. I had to run in. I never get to see the whole thing
because
I have to do Rock of Ages and then run over.
There was a couple of you that had to do that. I think like the Savannah.
Travis,
she had to run
too,
off.
Oh, no, Travis.
Savannah off, Smith?
Yeah, yeah.
She had to... She was literally on a break between
sets
at the Tropicana to come over
that.
To her song
I
and then
it.
Go right back.
I love
I was like, wow, that was
awesome.
That's dedication.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the show was awesome. And I love that has been put together. And
you've
since worked with Mark now on the opening of Intrigue. And
you
guys, and Mark's moved on from Rock of Ages, but he's definitely a busy man.
I'm so proud of him.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that he would have come? For those of you who've seen the show, you know, he used to play the narrator, Lonnie. And like to come to town for something like that and then turn into what he has, his role in this community. It's incredible. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah.
Like, who thinks in their mind, like, oh, I'm playing this funny little character in Rock of Ages. Like, I think I'm going to create, like, the city's biggest charity event.
But you guys,
and then open a nightclub.
Yeah.
No big deal.
No.
But it's so fun, and it's been really fun to support him along the way. He's like a brother to me.
But you guys have, you know, I read somewhere, you guys have done that with the show. The show has been your vehicle. I mean, you've met some large talents like, you know, Debbie Gibson.
Yes.
And, you know, and you guys have performed for Dee Snider, and you guys have done large scale things with your show that has allowed you the opportunity to be in front of people, you know, you might not normally have been able to be with.
Yeah, that. And I think it's allowing us to pursue all of these other things that we like to do. It's almost like you spend so much time auditioning and doing that thing.
Yeah.
And then when you actually book a job, it's like you're on vacation and now you can do all
of
these other things. It is. I mean, the work getting a job like Rock of Ages, it has, honest to God, been like a 3-year vacation for me because I've been able to, I set aside the 2.5 hours at night, but then during the day it's open to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been making music and doing this little
company. Becca has, a jewelry company that she works with.
Yes.
And you employ the people that make the jewelry. You empower women. Tell us about that. Tell us about how that started and what it represents. And when someone buys, where the proceeds go and what you're talking about. Tell us about
that. Okay. So for people
And do a plug for where to find it.
I will. Yes. I will. So for people who have not heard of it before, it's called Noonday Collection.
Okay.
And it was a company started about 5 years ago. Our founder, her name is Jessica Honegger.
Okay.
And she was over in Africa doing, she was adopting her son. She was over there. That was her purpose. And she met this married couple, these artisans who made all these paper bead jewelry pieces in Uganda.
Yeah.
And she was so inspired by them. And she was like, I want to help you. And so she, to raise funds for the adoption process, which is crazy expensive. And I don't,
there we go.
It's yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. That's our homepage.
Good job, Scott.
He's got noondaycollection.com pulled up. But she just was so inspired by the work that these artisans were doing. And she thought, like, how can I be of service to these people who have this ability and who are making these beautiful things, but nowhere to sell them? Because, you know, what sort of marketplace is there in areas of Uganda to buy jewelry for fun, you know? And, so she carried it back over the States and started selling it to her friends in Austin, Texas. And it became such a success that she put her head together with one of her business partners. And now there are over 1,200 women doing what I do in the States, which is we hold events, we hold trunk shows.
Sure.
We have them in people's homes. We do them in coffee shops. We do them at like large scale vendor events and stuff. And my job is to basically create a marketplace for these women and men who are making these pieces all over the world. We have artisans in 13 different countries.
Wow.
So it started with just that one married couple in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
They have over 350 employees now.
Oh my goodness.
And just last year they were able to open a nursery in the, in the, their little workplace. And so they, like, the moms can bring their kids to work, and oh, it's just so cool.
You've changed the landscape in Uganda with these companies.
Yes.
That's
oh my gosh.
Cool.
Well,
oh, there
and, and there's, we work with an artisan group in Ethiopia where, a lot of the women are coming out of prostitution.
Sure.
Some of them, because they didn't have a choice, some because they thought it was their only choice.
Yeah.
And really what our company is all about is teaching people that there is a dignified lifestyle out there, and you can flourish for a lifetime. And it's not just, we don't just donate money to these
right,
people.
Right.
We help them get their craft and hone in on their craft, and it empowers them because they have a job. And I think it hits home for me because I'm an artist as well. And the only reason I have a job is because somebody gave me a chance and somebody believed in me, and they saw my talent, and they were like, oh, we're going to let her do her thing. And so it's overwhelming to think that I have the ability to, just by telling these women's stories, give them this platform to shine.
Yeah.
Because they already have the skill and they already have the passion. It's just about saying, like, you can do this. Like, go forth.
Do they find out more about this on your websites and things like that? Or can we host events like at DW?
Absolutely.
Like at the new marketplace coming up?
We can do this.
Yeah. No,
absolutely.
This is cool.
So
I like
we
that.
we do the trunk shows in person.
Okay.
And we're always looking for people who would want to do that.
Yeah, nice.
And but you can also purchase online. So it's just BeccaCody.noondaycollection.com.
Cody with an umlaut. Just kidding. No. If you can't find the umlaut on your computer, trust me, I tried this morning. I had to cut and paste it to send it to Scott, your name.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's,
nice.
You know, and it's
That's
and it's
cool.
about making women in the States feel beautiful too.
Yeah.
Not just women all over. And so, because I feel.
Because you're wearing that.
Yes, I'm wearing
your
earrings.
These,
so these
right
ones.
Here.
Yeah. These are my favorite earrings
Those
ever.
Those earrings are fun.
They're called the feathered fringe earrings, and they are made out of leather in India. Yeah, and then
I smell gifts coming.
This one, this one right here, I don't know if you can see. This one is a, this is carved out of water buffalo
Photo
horn
shoots
in Vietnam.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, super
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
I hear you also have a thing for middle of the night Amazon purchase. You know, I have to give a little backstory. So we were working on, she did one of our set lists with us. She did Slippery When Wet, Bon Jovi last year. And we were at Channel 3, all sitting around waiting to go on the morning newscast. And we were talking about Postmates and websites. And
Because I didn't know what it was. And you were
I'm
educating me.
Addicted to Postmates. Mm-hmm. Well, she's addicted to middle of the night drunken Amazon.com purchases, which I think you have one sitting at your house this morning.
Yeah.
Tell us how that happened.
I found out.
And watch the, you know what? Let's just watch the champagne today. Take it away. No, go ahead. Sorry.
So it was,
she's been buying right now on the show.
Yeah. I had, yeah, exactly.
Oh my. Don't watch your left hand. Yes.
This morning I found out that I had purchased Gwyneth Paltrow's new cookbook.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it a brunch book or something? I feel like it's...
I haven't opened it yet, but it's called It's All Easy, which is hilarious because I'm like, well,
nothing about her life looks easy.
It's easy for you,
no,
babe.
No, I think we read somewhere she had, like, Jay, what was it like? What did Gwyneth Paltrow have, like a $12,000 brunch or something? Or I don't know. There was something on TMZ about her having like a brunch that was like $12,000. So it's really easy to be you, Gwyneth, when you're doing a cookbook.
Well, and I had to, I had to know more. I was like, I need to know what she thinks is so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I can't imagine, but we'll probably have to pick. Well, let us know how that book is.
Yeah.
Make a recipe and drive it by DW.
Totally.
Well, we are out of time, my darling, but congratulations, first off, on your wedding coming up
in
July.
Yeah.
So you can see Becca, the show 7 nights a week at the Rio, at the Rock of Ages Theater.
Yep.
She is in the show 6 nights a week. Don't miss her on, she's out on
I'm
Sundays.
I'm out on Sundays,
and she'll be out later on getting married in July, but cheers to you, my darling. So
cheers.
Oh,
thank
my timer
you so
went off.
Much.
Oh, and it's loud. I'm sorry, everybody. Love you. See you next week.